design guru, Mark Rogers. Now today, we're gonna show you some of the awesome new features having to do with design in Office 2010. But first, why do we call you the design guru? How have you earned that title, March? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm a design lead in Office, and I've been working here for the last few years on the last release, the release that's just coming out of Office 2010.
Great.
And so this is something where we're focusing very much on both improvements in the client as well as the connected services that get you into the cloud.
Right on. Now, what are overall some of the improvements having to do with design for this new release?
Sure. Well, you're going to be able to apply artistic effects to all your pictures so you can make them look exactly the way that you want. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to insert and edit video right in the spot in PowerPoint, as well as insert web videos from your favorite web video website right into your documents. We got some great auto alignment features so that the things just snap to exactly where they should go. You don't have to worry about it. We're going to do some smart things in terms of the images resizing inside the document so they fit the overall flow of the document. And then in programs that didn't have the ribbon before, like Visio and Publisher, you're going to have the ribbon.
Cool. And is this all new to 2010?
Most of this is new stuff. What you're having is some of these features existed in 2007, and we worked to make them even better.
Cool. And what would you say is the learning curve? Because it sounds like you've got some pretty advanced technical stuff there.
Well, you know, we try and make Office really accessible and really easy to use, and you can start out very quick and very fast. But if you have the time and you have the interest, you can push deeper and deeper and deeper.
Nice. All right. Well, show me some stuff. Let's see what we got.
Sure. Okay. The first thing I want to show you is in Word. And this is something that where people wrestle a lot in Word with the flow of text. And when you insert elements, it seems to push things around in ways that maybe you didn't expect. Mm-hmm. And I want to show you here in the Insert tab a thing called Text Box. So this is basically where you can insert a text box. There's a few different samples here.
A la PowerPoint?
Exactly. So just think about it. You're using it more like PowerPoint or Publisher than you are Word. So you get yourself a little text box. In this case, I'm going to make a two-column newsletter. I'm going to copy and paste that little text box. I'm going to drag it over. You don't have to get it exactly right, because one of the things we're going to do is when you select both of them is we're going to go down here and look at alignment. And we're going to distribute them horizontally. You see, this is the PowerPoint just doing the hard work for you. And we're going to align it to the middle. Now, one of the things I want to do is I'm going to take the text out of there, because I want text from the left column to just flow right into the right column without me having to worry about it. So I'm going to go ahead and select the left column. There's this little link here called Create Link.
Uh-huh.
I click on that. I get a little cursor change to tell me what's happening. I right-click on that, and that means when I put text into the left box, it's going to flow automatically into the right box.
That's great.
Let me grab some sample text here. Stick it in.
Very, very similar to PowerPoint, which is great, because
exactly.
If you're familiar with one, you've already got the skills for the other.
Absolutely. You see, I just pasted some text in there, and it just automatically formatted. It fits the new shape of the box. It's rolled into the second one. Last thing I'm going to do is I'm just going to insert a little picture in here. So we'll stick a little picture in there. I'm going to insert one of our free pictures from office.com. Got here a picture of a landscape, and you'll see automatically it resized it, fits it, pushes the text down. Super simple.
Very nice. I like it.
Okay, one other feature in Word I just want to show you very quickly is that once I have my document here, let's say I want to put a cover page on this, but you know that's a fair amount of work to want to do that, and you may not want to spend a lot of time on it. You don't like work. Nobody likes work. So I'm going to go into cover pages, and built into Word is a bunch of different cover pages that are just automatically in there. You don't have to sweat them.
Wow.
You can get even more of these on office.com. I like that
now
one.
Now that's definitely new to 2010, right?
This is new to 2010,
Very cool.
So this is pre-formatted, and boom, it just inserts it in there. You can put in your own year, your own text, all that sort of stuff. If halfway through your document you're tired of that cover page, you switch to another one, it just swaps it out. You don't get two cover pages, so it just takes care of it.
Great.
So
and is that customizable if I wanted to change the green to pink?
Absolutely. Every part of it is customizable. You can swap out and replace that picture with another picture if that's what you want.
Loving it.
Okay, let's move on to PowerPoint. So here's, I want to talk about the animation features you've got in PowerPoint. There's a lot of control here. You can do a lot of different things. We get a lot more animations in Office 2010.
So cool. You don't think of PowerPoint as a tool for animation, but I know you've shown me that it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's probably one of the few animation applications that most people have on their computers. So there's a lot of great things you can do in here. Animation existed in 2007. In 2010, we've made it even better. There's more animations, and you have more control over them through things like the animation pane. These are two very useful little windows, the animation pane and the selection and visibility pane, allow you to see everything that's on a slide, and if you have a lot of layering on your slides, it's very helpful for switching back and forth, hiding things, that sort of stuff.
Okay, cool.
So I want to show you this animation I built together. This is all about our wonderful city of Seattle here. And so, you know, it's our space needle there. It'll zoom in. We got multiple different pieces.
I like how you accurately made it gray.
Yeah, you like that?
Just like Seattle.
I didn't put in each individual raindrop.
Nice.
So you can see there's a lot of different types of animation in there. And the way that we get between those things is by going back and forth on each slide. We select an element and we are able to animate it. You can play those animations to be able to see what it looks like in your little window there. You can preview all your animations. You can see the timeline of how the animations overlap just the way you want it. So there's a lot of great features there in PowerPoint for that. The other thing in PowerPoint I want to show you is that there's this sort of unsung hero of PowerPoint, which are these shape functions. So in the insert menu, we've got a lot of different shapes, and we've got a lot of pre-made shapes, squares, circles, diamonds, stars, etc. But you can actually customize these things any way you want. So one of the things I did here is I took just a basic curved rectangle, and you right-click on it. There's a little thing called Edit Points.
Edit Points, yeah,
so
I got it.
Click on that. And now you'll see these little points, and each one of these is draggable, and it's going to change your shape. You can also add points. So I'm going to add a point right here and cut it down like that. I'm going to add another one over here. I'm going to get right in that line. Add point. I'll drag it back over here. Another one.
Interesting.
And so what you can do, you can see here that by adding points, you can take away points as well. You can set curves. You can set straight lines.
Now, it automatically knows to sort of curve your edges. Is that something that you had told it already to do? Is it just sort of intuitive?
It's doing that because the original shape had some curves in it, so it's trying to maintain those. You can obviously get rid of that if you want to. So if you drag it around, eventually you can get to a basic shape like this, which is starting to look like a pair of scissors.
Yeah.
Now, one of the other... features in PowerPoint is called combined shapes. So what I've done here is I've gotten two little ovals and I've just dragged them on top of it. And then when you select all like this, and then you got combined shapes, you can go to office.com to find out more about this and do shape combine. Boom, it just cuts those out for you. So you get nice little cutouts and those are actual spaces. And so you take something like that and maybe you want to make a little promo for your hair salon, which you know I know that you're such an enthusiast about having your hair just right, that maybe this would be exactly your sort of thing.
March.
That's right, yeah. Okay, let's move on to Publisher. I want to kind of highlight, there's a few different apps that have this, but Publisher is probably the strongest for this, is this auto-alignment feature. So you're always kind of dragging around, trying to get it exactly in the right place so everything lines up. Well, in Publisher, we've got a very nice little system here of guides. So I want to line this yellow square up with the other three.
Okay.
I just drag it in, and when I'm just right, you'll see those little red lines pop up to tell me I'm in the right place. So I can just drag it and drop it, and then I know it's perfectly lined up. So other thing you can do in Publisher, this is a new feature for us. It's called Stylistic Sets. So this is if you want to do something a little bit cooler. This is a thank you card. And you're like, okay, that's nice text, but I want to do something a little bit more special. So I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to select that text. Mm-hmm. And it allows me to add basically more and more flourishes to the same font. Doesn't change the font, just adds little flourishes, things like that. So it looks more like calligraphy. And then maybe that looks just a little bit better, a little bit more special.
And is that sort of additional fancy available for every font? What did you call it?
You know, it's called Stylistic Sets.
Stylistic Sets.
And for anything that's called an open font or an open font type, you can get that. And about half the fonts that come with Publisher fit that bill, and you can download more for free on the internet.
Really neat stuff.
Okay, let's skip on to Visio. So this is obviously a diagramming tool. There's a couple of new things in Visio. One is it's got the ribbon just like all the other apps. So if you haven't used Visio before, now it's going to be even easier to get your head around. One of the things that we have is the ability to pre-format entire diagrams and then be able to preview that without even having to commit to anything. So in this case, you know, I like this particular color set much more. So yeah, that looks good to me. I'm going to right-click on that. And now it's got a whole different theme. But those boxes look a little bit boxy to me, so now we've got all these shapes. You can have pinstripes and pillows, raised surfaces. I like this toy one, which puts this kind of informal sort of smoothness to it. Basically, take a basic diagram that comes out of Visio, and you can make it your own.
It's like an overwhelming amount of options.
There are a lot of options.
It's a lot.
You know, I'm going through these things quickly. Obviously, you can take your time and peruse it.
It's great.
You know, you can look at this, but basically the idea was we want to give people, the defaults should be fine for most people, but if you want to make it a little bit more special, a little bit more unique, customize it, then we give that the power to do that too. Last thing in Visio I want to show you is if you wanted to start, let's say you got office.com templates down here, which give you access to a lot. I love maps, so there's a map template here that I really like. Here's a map of Africa. And so this is something that maybe you haven't seen Visio do before, which is normally diagrams. And here it is. This is a fully detailed map. Each of these individual countries is a different shape.
Mm-hmm.
Within that, you get, and you can get maps of the whole world, is you get these stencils or these shapes, and it's the exact shape of every single country. in the region. So this is one of these cool things. I think this is great. And for school teachers or anyone trying to learn about geography, this is a great feature of Visio.
Thank you very much, March. Thank you. You guys head back to office.com for more design features in Office 2010. And, of course, head back to Channel 9 for more Office 2010 content in general. Thank you.